Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Quick Decision-Making Moment. Describing a time when you had to make a decision quickly is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This task assesses your ability to recount personal experiences, express thoughts under pressure, and use appropriate vocabulary and grammar. Let's explore how to excel in this speaking task and boost your IELTS score. Understanding the task, the examiner may ask you to describe a situation where you had to make a swift decision. This question typically appears in Part 2 of the IELTS speaking test, also known as the long turn or cue card section. However, related questions might also surface in Parts 1 and 3. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner might warm up with questions related to decision making. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you usually make decisions quickly? Band 6-7 answer. It depends on the situation. For simple things, I can decide quickly, but for important matters, I prefer to take my time. Band 8-9 answer. Well, it varies considerably depending on the gravity of the situation. For trivial matters, I tend to make snap decisions, but when it comes to consequential issues, I prefer to deliberate thoroughly before reaching a conclusion. Q. What kind of decisions do you find difficult to make? Band 6-7. Answer. I find it hard to make decisions about my career or big purchases. These choices can have long-term effects, so I need to think carefully. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd say life-altering decisions pose the greatest challenge for me. Choices related to career trajectories or significant financial commitments often require extensive contemplation due to their far-reaching implications. In such cases, I tend to weigh the pros and cons meticulously. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to make a decision quickly. You should say what the decision was about, why you had to make it quickly, what the result of your decision was, and explain how you felt about making this quick decision. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience where I had to make a split-second decision during a hiking trip with my friends last summer. We were trekking through a densely forested area when we suddenly encountered a fork in the trail. The sun was setting rapidly, and we realized we had limited time to reach our campsite before darkness fell. The decision I had to make was which path to take. The urgency stemmed from the impending nightfall and our dwindling supplies. We didn't have the luxury of time to consult our map thoroughly or debate the options at length. Relying on my instincts and recalling snippets of information from our pre-trip briefing, I opted for the right path. I reasoned that it seemed to lead downhill, which aligned with the direction of our campsite. Fortunately, my decision proved to be correct. After about an hour of brisk walking, we emerged from the forest and found our designated campsite just as the last rays of sunlight disappeared. This experience left me with mixed emotions. On one hand, I felt a surge of relief and pride that my quick thinking had led us to safety. It boosted my confidence in my decision-making abilities under pressure. However, I also felt a tinge of anxiety, realizing how a wrong choice could have led to a potentially dangerous situation. In retrospect, this incident taught me the value of staying calm under pressure and trusting my intuition when faced with time-sensitive decisions. It also underscored the importance of thorough preparation before embarking on such adventures, as the knowledge I had gained beforehand played a crucial role in making the right choice. Examiner's follow-up questions. How do you usually approach decision-making in your daily life? Do you think it's important for leaders to be able to make quick decisions? Why or why not? Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to decision-making. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. In what situations do you think it's better to make quick decisions rather than spend time deliberating? Band 6-7. Answer. I think quick decisions are better in emergencies or when there's a time limit. For example, in a medical emergency, doctors need to act fast to save lives. Also, in some business situations, being quick can give you an advantage over competitors. Band 8-9 answer. The necessity for swift decision-making is particularly evident in time-sensitive scenarios. In emergency situations, such as natural disasters or medical crises, rapid responses can be literally life-saving. Similarly, in the dynamic world of business, seizing fleeting opportunities often requires quick thinking and decisive action. However, it's crucial to note that these quick decisions should be underpinned by experience and expertise rather than mere impulsiveness. The key is to strike a balance between promptness and prudence, ensuring that speed doesn't compromise the quality of the decision. Do you think the ability to make quick decisions is an innate skill, or can it be developed? Band 6 to 7, answer. I believe it's a bit of both. Some people might naturally be better at making quick decisions, but I think everyone can improve this skill with practice and experience. Learning from past decisions and building confidence can help a lot. Band 8 to 9. Answer. While some individuals may possess a natural predisposition towards swift decision-making, I firmly believe that this skill can be cultivated and refined over time. It's a complex interplay of various factors, including cognitive processing speed, emotional intelligence, and risk assessment abilities. These components can be enhanced through deliberate practice and exposure to diverse decision-making scenarios. Developing this skill often involves honing one's intuition, which is essentially the ability to make rapid judgments based on accumulated experience. This can be achieved through simulations, role-playing exercises, or simply by consciously analyzing the outcomes of our daily decisions. Additionally, techniques like mindfulness can improve our ability to remain calm under pressure, thereby facilitating clearer thinking in time-constrained situations. Ultimately, while natural aptitude may provide a head start, the ability to make effective quick decisions is a skill that can be significantly improved through dedicated effort and continuous learning. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Split-second decision, shin, noun phrase, a decision made very quickly, almost instantly. Example, in sports, athletes often have to make split-second decisions that can change the outcome of the game. Weigh the pros and cons, kins, idiom, to consider the advantages and disadvantages of something. Example, before making any major decision, it's wise to weigh the pros and cons carefully. Under pressure, in a situation that causes worry or tension. Example, some people perform better under pressure, while others find it challenging. Deliberate, delit, verb, to think about or discuss something very carefully. Example, the jury deliberated for hours before reaching a verdict. Intuition, intuition, noun, the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. Example, her intuition told her something was wrong, even though she couldn't explain why. Impulsiveness, ness, noun, the tendency to act on immediate urges without much thought. Example, his impulsiveness often led him to make decisions he later regretted. Strike a balance, idiom, to find a compromise between two opposing things. Example, it's important to strike a balance between work and personal life for overall well-being. Far-reaching implications. Far, phrase, consequences that will continue to affect things for a long time. Example, the new policy had far-reaching implications for the entire education system. Examiner's advice, to excel in describing quick decision-making scenarios in your IELTS speaking test. Practice narrating personal experiences. Prepare several anecdotes about times when you had to make quick decisions. Focus on details. Include specific information about the situation, your thought process, and the outcomes to make your story more engaging and authentic. Use a variety of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to decision-making to demonstrate your language proficiency. Show reflection. Discuss how the experience affected you or what you learned from it to showcase your ability to analyze situations. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking about these experiences smoothly without long pauses or hesitations. Be prepared for follow-up questions. Think about different aspects of decision-making to be ready for broader discussions in Part 3. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, clarity, and fluency are just as important as the content of your answers. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, You might find it helpful to read about describing a time when you were very tired, or how to describe a tough decision made under pressure. These articles provide additional insights into crafting compelling responses for various IELTS speaking topics.